Do you want me to go?
I you took a breath like I thought you were going to go. Do you want to go?
Yeah, sure. Welcome to the But You're Wrong podcast. I am Greg.
No. You need more of a, I think we need more emphasis. You need more personality.
You think so?
I was listening to us and I think we do. Cause we close out very strong, but we don't always open as strong.
Alright, so should I do like a, hello and welcome to the But You're Wrong podcast?
Yes. Hello.
I am Greg.
Oh, are we actually starting?
No, I don't care. Alright.
Alright, I got it. it's so hard to start these things.
All right, how about welcome?
All right, let's try and do one without laughing up.
All right.
Are you going?
No, you go.
Welcome to the But You're Wrong podcast, episode 8. I am Keith Budela.
I am Greg DiNicola.
How you doing, friend?
I'm doing okay. It's been a pretty decent couple days. Had some time off of work. Well, July 4th, no complaints.
Excellent. And you did excellent work setting us up on Facebook.
Yes, we are now on the book. It is facebook.com/butyourewrong.
Yes, so go on there and like us, and also subscribe on iTunes if you haven't yet.
Yes, we'll be posting up some links on there to the podcast, if you can't find it already, because you're dumb. And I'm going to try to link it up so our Twitter and our Facebook kind of update at the same time. So,
yeah. But. And we'll put up, like, last episode we talked about the Kardashians and lawsuits and unicorns and Al-Qaeda. And those links are actually now on Facebook, so you can go there and actually read them for yourselves. And if we talk about future stuff, we'll try to put up on there too, or videos or pictures or anything.
Yeah, we got some good video going up there soon, and some pictures. So, yeah, anything that relates to what we talk about.
Are there pictures of the dancing granny?
Actually, just the video, which the video is really the important part, anyway. So
yeah, we were just watching that, and I shouldn't really say granny because you said she was probably about 50.
She looks like she's about 50. I don't know. Her face is kind of weathered, like a fence. She's been out in the weather too long. She's probably done her fair share of drugs and
too much tanning, or she's seen some shit.
No, I think she's just seen some shit. I mean, I think she's probably lived in Quincy just a few years too many, which means that she's probably spent a lot of time just getting messed up and hanging out with some crappy people. Because inevitably, that's what's going to happen if you spend time in Quincy.
Yeah. Too much time in a kitchen at a party.
Right. Too much time hanging around the kitchen, or just too long at a really terrible bar, which there are plenty of here.
So you, we should probably actually start the story so that people follow. So you sent me a video that we were watching, and you told me that it was Saturday night, last night?
From what it was, no, this? It was Friday night.
Friday night.
The Coalition, which is our friend Chris's band, they play at some local places around Quincy, and they do a lot of good stuff, actually. They do a lot of covers and whatnot, but we're at this place called The Beachcomber, and it's a dive bar. I mean, I think that they like the fact that they're a dive bar anyway, so
yeah.
I don't think that that's a disrespectful term to them. They were playing there, and they do some covers or whatever, but they've got a few groupies, shall we say, and they're all not young and not attractive. But there was this one woman, she was barefoot, wearing white pants and a pink top, and she was grooving. I mean, she was grinding up on dudes. She was dropping her booty, and some pretty good crotch grabs. I don't know.
Yeah, I saw the crotch grabs, and not only is she doing the crotch grab, but she's also throwing the one arm up.
Yeah. She looks like Michael Jackson. Kind of,
but it looks more like, as if in her mind she's going, yeah, I'm representing.
She is putting on a show, and I think she thinks she's hot. I'll put the video up. It is, I wouldn't even say it's disturbing. It's enlightening.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting.
But, no, it's a good time. And, the shows are always a good time. They actually did a few, Beastie Boys songs. So they had a couple of people, one of which, I think he follows us on Twitter, Tim McCarthy. He, did some Beastie Boys and a couple of others, and, they were great. They sounded awesome. But that was like in addition to like some other like jazz numbers and 80s music and stuff that they cover.
Cool.
Yeah, it was a good time.
I haven't actually had a chance to hear them yet, because whenever I've been up there, they either haven't existed when I was up there, or they weren't playing.
Well, next time you come up, we'll try to go. But I've probably put a couple mentions of them on Twitter, but I'll do it again. People want to check that out. But yeah, so how was your July 4th? I spent mine with my family. I think you did too.
Yes, me and the girlfriend went up to New Jersey and hung out with my parents, and we had the I guess we could say the pleasure of playing our podcast for my parents.
Did they request it, or were they like, what have you been up to?
Well, yeah, I had talked to them about it before, and I had explained it a little bit to my mom, and I kind of mentioned it to my dad, but my dad didn't really seem to... I didn't explain what a podcast was very well to him, because I just kind of mentioned it in passing, and I guess he kind of wanted to know what it was. So, I served them some wine, and I explained kind of what it was. And I said, if you want, like, I can play an episode for you guys. And they said, oh, yeah, okay. And I go, well, you know, it's not necessarily... And my dad goes, is it clean? And I go, well, it's not necessarily clean. It's, I'm playing you the cleanest one I can find that would still be interesting. So I played him episode 3, where we discussed Atlantic City.
Oh, yeah. And some grandparents
and
stuff.
And some grandparents and the rings and all that. They thought you were pretty funny.
Oh, yeah, they like me?
Yeah, they liked you. They thought you were pretty funny. Now, part of it might have been your thick Boston accent at times.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't laugh at me so much.
No.
I was like, oh, well...
their son and his dry, dry humor.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and then it's either real dry or real kind of crude, and they're not really a fan of either. There were a couple parts where they laughed, but they got distracted. I got a couple fact corrections. For example, my grandmother played the penny slots. My paternal grandmother played the nickel.
Ooh.
Play the nickel slots.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Watch out.
And they might not have liked the buffet as much as I thought.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, what old people don't like the buffet?
I think they did, but I guess my parents thought I said that they liked it too much. I don't know. They did talk about the diving horse, though, and apparently they advised me that the diving horse almost made a comeback in Atlantic City recently.
Oh, man. I wish that I got to see a diving horse once again.
they were trying to bring it back at the Steel Pier. It failed because humanitarians or humane people, PETA or whoever the fuck it is, said that was a no-no.
Some jerk-off.
And they said no to the diving horse. Although... I did get to find a nice silent film on the diving horse from the 1920s. So, I will try and figure out how to put that up or just link to it. We can all look at video of a diving horse.
Yeah, I tried to look up once when that was exactly outlawed, but I couldn't find anything that was too concrete. I don't think it's something that was across the board outlawed, because I think it would just became more and more frowned upon, which I failed to see the reason why.
Well, I guess, because I was reading a little bit about it too, people were saying that they thought that they were using, like, trap doors or cattle prods or electrocution or something to get the horse to actually go into the water.
Oh, yeah.
But some of them, the horse was kind of ridden off there, or they just kind of started to slope the platform down a little bit, so the horse just kind of slid down and went in.
I think that's what happened when I saw it, because I think the board just kind of fell down a little bit and the horse just rolled off.
Yeah, and they were doing it like 7 days a week, sometimes like 4 times a day.
Wow.
So
did they get benefits?
the horses? I don't think so.
Was he getting overtime?
No. Now, in the video that I saw, and I guess the one at the Steel Pier even, there was actually a rider to the diving horse.
Oh, yeah. I've seen – the one I saw definitely didn't, but I've seen pictures of ones with the with a rider. I feel like the rider might coax them into diving too.
Yeah. And it was, I guess there's a woman that actually became famous. There was a documentary and a book on her.
Hmm. And how does one get into that? I feel like maybe I missed my niche in life.
Why? Because you wanted to be the guy riding a diving horse?
Yeah. Well, it would have to be a big horse, though. If it wasn't a big horse, I would break the thing's fucking back.
Well, part of the problem is that, that you weren't a woman.
That's true. I mean, I am still attractive, though.
I mean, you are a handsome man, but you in a swimsuit and a woman in a bikini, it's very different.
All right.
So, I had actually looked it up on Wikipedia. So they were brothers, I guess, that actually came up with this idea. And supposedly the one guy was trying to cross a river, and the bridge started to collapse, and the horse just kind of dove into the water, and he said, hey, I should make this a show. So they did a traveling act, and then it became like a normal event at the Steel Pier. Here's what I found most interesting. There was a woman, Sonora Webster, who later married one of the brothers. In 1931, her horse lost their balance on the platform. She survived the fall, but was blinded because of detached retinas in both eyes.
Oh.
So at that point, you would think her career is over, right?
Wrong.
Absolutely. She continued to horse dive while blind.
Oh, it's like, no, I was going to say like Seabiscuit, but I don't think Elijah Wood was blind.
It's not like Seabiscuit at all.
No, he was. Wasn't he blind?
Seabiscuit?
Elijah Wood.
I don't think so.
I could have sworn he was blind. Or something.
I only know that. I never saw the movie. I only kind of know about Seabiscuit tangentially. But.
All right. I'm going to be completely honest. I didn't see the movie either, but I think there was some issue with Elijah Wood.
So you're just assuming that the writer.
He had some sort of a disability other than a poor career.
Wasn't he, like, too tall to be a jockey or too short? I thought that's what it was.
I don't think you can be too short.
Let's see. Who did he play in the movie?
I am going to look it up.
Oh, it's not Elijah Wood. It's Tommy McGuire.
No, it wasn't, was it?
That's what it says.
I thought it was Mr. Frodo.
I'm telling you, it doesn't say Elijah Wood.
Here's the horse. The story of Seabiscuit.
I went straight to the movie here. Let's see, but now I'm on the guy's page.
Oh my god, it is Tobey Maguire. How did I? Well, they're both little guys. All right, let's see. Chris Cooper's in it. Jeff Bridges.
So the dude's in it?
The dude is in it.
Hey man, you just have to ride the horse, okay man? Just ride the horse.
You mind if I smoke a J in here? Yeah, I don't know. I'm like, oh wait, hold on.
I mean, it says he was severely injured several times.
Mm.
I don't see anything about him being blind, and I feel like that would be the most, he was considered tall for a jockey.
Well, yeah.
He had also, oh, no, wait. He had also been blinded in his right eye early in his career by a stray rock kicked up by another horse.
Aha! So I was right.
Well, he was partially blind, yeah. So he was partially blind, and but I was right, too. He was too tall to be a jockey. Well, I knew it was a height thing.
All right, yeah. Fine, there was a height thing. It wasn't that he was too short.
He was too tall. So what basically what I'm trying to say here, Greg, is we cannot be jockeys.
Too big? Well, too I'm big. Definitely too big.
I'm too tall.
Yeah, you're definitely too tall. Yeah, I just don't think it's
gonna
work.
I think you're too tall, too, so.
Well, yeah. I think how short are jockeys? I mean, they're, what, like 5 foot? I mean, they're little.
I don't know. I mean, the guy was 5'7", and he was too tall to be a jockey. I think even Tom Cruise is too tall to be a jockey, and he's pretty short.
He is short. I think he's like 5'4"?
Yeah, 5'4", 5'5", or something.
He's a little guy.
We were looking at pictures of him and Katie Holmes now that they've split up, and we were trying to figure out if part of the reason she broke up with him was because she was too tired of hunching down in pictures to make him look taller. Because if you look, there's a lot of pictures where she's kind of hunched down.
I bet. Do you think, like, I know in movies, when he was with a woman that was taller than him, which I think happened pretty often, they would, like, put him on, like, they give him big shoes, or they'd have him stand on something, like, so that he didn't seem so short. You think, like, maybe when they were doing, like, promotional shit, even as husband and wife, like, photo ops and stuff, they would do that? I bet they did. I bet he's that conceited that he would do that.
And give himself, like, lifts and give her shorter shoes or something like that?
Yeah, and be like, you cannot wear heels, but I am gonna wear lifts.
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't be either. I mean, he does seem like an absolute maniac. A good actor, but a maniac.
Yeah, I watched the video where he goes nuts on Oprah, and it's kind of sad now.
It is sad. It's like watching someone self-destruct. It's not quite as bad as like the the Crispin Glover Letterman thing, but it's close.
Yeah,
like that is just out of control. That is one of the quintessential meltdowns. Like he loses it. And it's awkward. It's really awkward to watch. And Letterman's sitting there. He has no idea what to do. And he like looks over at like the producer guy and he's like, have you ever watched a man die in front of you? Cause that's what is happening right now. He's wearing like platform shoes and he's got like hair. He looks like a woman. Let me see what he was doing in 87.
So so Crispin Glover had an absolute meltdown.
Yeah, that there's really no other way to describe that incident other than a meltdown.
I don't even think he was doing anything in 87. It doesn't look like it. Maybe they just booked the appearance to try and save his image.
Well, mission successful.
Wow, and he starts kicking and...
Yeah, he comes really close to kicking Letterman in the face with those shoes.
And Letterman's trying to ask for help. And I would guarantee that all of a sudden, as soon as he did the kicking, the production manager, whoever, was giving him the cut sign and like, leave, abort.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like they must have just kicked him out. They must have been like, you gotta get out of here.
Yeah. So, did we ever find out what was in the case that he had?
No. I've always wanted to know what he had in that case.
It looked like ears or something.
It was like a little science experiment or something that he brought along with him.
It looked like weird ears that he had collected of like things he had killed or something like that.
Like
he's like, I'm strong, I've killed all these things.
Yeah, yeah, like he starts showing off his biceps. He's like, look at me, I'm strong, I can, I'm like, dude. I don't know. He must have been on something. There's no way.
It's almost as mysterious as the case that was,
Pulp Fiction?
Pulp Fiction, yeah.
It was just full of ears. Crispin Glover found the case.
Do you want to see this case that I had? I found it for a movie that hasn't been made yet.
Well, you know, he was well versed on time travel and such things, so.
So he went to the future, got the case from a fictional movie.
Yes. And then brought it to Letterman. And acted like a complete moron, so we never got to find out what was in the stupid case. I don't know, I mean, did someone tell him, you know, you should probably go on Letterman, act like a real weirdo, and bring something for show and tell?
Yeah, seriously.
Like, who brings shit with them on Letterman? Because I'm looking right now, I don't think there was anything going on. I mean, he was in 1986, he was in At Close Range and River's Edge, and then he was in a movie called Twister in 1989. Coincidentally, though, not the same Twister as we all know and love with Bill Paxton. Because I believe that was like 95 or something.
Trying to see if they came up with what was in the case. Because I'm really curious now. This is going to keep me up at night.
That's going to keep you up? You got some problems, sir.
Yeah, well,
are you finding what was in that case or no?
No.
Yeah.
We're just going to go with ears. It was a bunch of ears, because that's what it looked like.
It did look like ears.
So how the hell did we get on Crispin Glover?
Oh my god, I don't even remember now. Oh, we were talking about meltdowns. Who had a meltdown that got to Crispin Glover?
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise meltdown.
We're talking about Tom Cruise height, jockeys. Oh my god. Diving course.
That's how we got to this?
We're talking about a diving horse.
That's scary.
Because my parents were telling me that they almost brought back the diving horse to Atlantic City, but the humane people shut it down.
I feel like the humane people will need to get on some other things that are going on in Atlantic City. Yeah. And has nothing to do with diving horses.
There was a shark that committed suicide. Maybe they should go about that.
A shark that committed suicide?
It was at some theme park or something, I think.
Is it the one that bashed its head into the glass?
No, I thought it might have bashed itself into like the water slide or something like that.
Water slide into a shark tank?
Yeah, no, that doesn't make sense.
Out of your mind? Well,
because I read about it briefly, and the picture was something that somebody had photoshopped of a guy coming out of a water slide and a shark coming up out of the water. So it wasn't that. I don't know what it was. But anyway, a shark committed suicide. So maybe the Humane Society should deal with that instead of a diving horse.
I guess there's a bunch of great whites off the coast of Massachusetts right now. And everyone's talking about it. And they're mostly down the Cape, which I feel like there's always probably a few down there. People just don't notice it as much.
Yeah.
But every time I hear about it, I just hope more and more that there's a few people that I know take a trip down to the Cape. It'd be a really nice, easy way to get rid of some people.
Yeah. So my parents listened to the podcast. And for the most part, they liked it. I know it wasn't. I told them that they weren't really our target demographic, so.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
But they seem to like it. Now, my dad, I swear to God, my dad must sit around, and while I think he's just watching TV, he's writing jokes, and he's processing information and creating jokes. So, I think we actually listened to it on July 4th. The next day, he comes over to me, and he goes, "Did your mom tell you my idea?" I go, "No." He goes, "Your mom and I are going to do a podcast about your life from about when you were to 6 right on. And we'll make sure we cover everything." And I go, "Oh, really?" He goes, "Yeah, I think we have enough material really for about 50 episodes. You know, we'll tell you what to cut out and have you do it, but we'll tell you what to leave in." And I was like, "So are we going to take out the embarrassing parts?" He goes, "No, we're leaving those in."
So does he think that talking about a 6-year-old, they've got 50 episodes worth of material?
No, he's talking about he's talking about my life from when I was 6 months.
Oh, from that point.
Yeah, from when I was 6 months all the way up till now.
Oh. Yeah, I don't even know if that's 50 episodes worthy. I'm sorry.
So the other thing that we're doing the next day was my mom got a couch. I got a couch from my sister, and I had that for about a year. My sister had like a brand new couch, basically. And then when she got married, she didn't need the couch anymore, so I took it. And I had it for about a year in my apartment up in Boston. And then when Rachel and I were moving it together and combining stuff, I didn't need the couch. Now, my parents have had the same couch in the living room for, we'll say, probably about 25 years. So my mom says, well, I think we'll take the couch. Now, it's set in the garage for probably at least a year. And it's a sleeper couch, so it's real heavy and awkward.
Those are a bitch to move.
Yeah. So my dad actually figured out how to take it apart and take the sleeper part out of it.
He is retired, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got time on his hands. Yeah.
So he figured out how to take that apart. So we took it apart and we moved it in that morning and we were putting it back together. And it's a pain because we're trying to remember where all the screws go and everything. And I'm actually like in the couch trying to re-screw and tighten all the bolts and everything.
Right.
And my dad just goes, man, this would have made a great live podcast.
What? Like a how-to?
Yeah. And I was like, you know what? You didn't know what it was like 12 hours ago.
Oh, now he's just ripping off jokes about podcasts.
And now you're making jokes about it. I was thinking, I'm going to try and convince him we should do, for Father's Day next year, do like a double album where I talk to my dad, you talk to your dad, and then we do like two episodes.
Oh my God.
Because I would like to hear your dad on a podcast. I would like to hear my dad on a podcast.
I don't know if I could get my dad to talk that much. He just, if it's not about crappy movies or baseball, I just don't think he has much interest.
I could get my dad to talk that much, but I don't know if I could convince him that we should record it.
Oh, yeah, that might be a problem. I don't know. I would love to try. I would love to see if I could actually get my dad to talk about something for more than like 5 minutes. Maybe I'll just, I don't know, he likes crappy movies. I'll just talk about Sphere and The Fifth Element.
let's hope he doesn't have a Crispin Glover meltdown.
What if my dad comes in looking like that with a box full of ears?
Or my dad is real awkward, like Joaquin Phoenix on Letterman.
Oh yeah,
my dad just comes in and his hair's all grown out, and he's got a big beard, and he's just chewing gum.
My dad's turned into a real creepy recluse.
So, Dad, I was thinking we could record and we could talk about maybe where you grew up and you know what it was like growing up in the 50s. Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. It was okay.
That would be interesting.
Yeah.
That's all right. I got a year to convince him to do it.
Yeah, I'm gonna work on my dad and see if I can convince him. I don't know if it would help or hurt if we got more listeners.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll tell my dad. I'll be like, look, there's like five people listening right now, and that's it, so don't worry about it.
Oh. So.
Hopefully by then we have more than five.
Yeah, I hope so. Well, you know. We'll work on it. Or I'll just keep downloading it and deleting it so it looks like we have a lot of downloads.
Yeah, okay. That works.
So did you partake in any fireworks or anything or go to any sort of festivities or you just kind of hang out at the house?
We went to some fireworks nearby, but there was a lot of, as we discussed last week, there was a lot of mooks there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They all just drunk and hooting and hollering and stuff?
Yeah, yeah. So we watched part of it, but we were like, this is good enough for me.
Fireworks are great, but, I mean, realistically, how many firework displays can you watch in a lifetime?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I've actually gone to see any fireworks for quite a while. It's been at least like 18, the last time I actually went to go see fireworks. Yeah, I don't know. I just don't really care. I mean, I watch them on TV a little bit. You know, the whole thing in Boston, you know, it's obviously huge here. Yeah. So, you know, I watched that, but this year was terrible. I don't know if you watched it at all on TV.
No.
I couldn't tell what was going on because, like, they had the coverage and they had the Boston Pops. They do their, all their music, and then they do the, they did a John Williams tribute, which was cool. And they did, like, the Indiana Jones theme. But then, and then, you know, then they do the 1812th Overture and the guys shoot off the cannons and all that good shit. And usually, right after that happens, the fireworks start up. But they didn't. And I knew that there was, like, some thunderstorms or whatever in the area. So I know that there was a weird delay. But what happened, all of a sudden, they were like, oh, and the fun is still going to continue. Stay with us. And then all of a sudden, Michael Chiklis, like, steps off of a bus and just starts talking. He clearly didn't know what the hell he was doing. I mean, I like Michael Chiklis, but he's just, like, it was sounded like he might have at one point looked at a script, but just threw it away and ignored it because he sounded terrible. And like Jennifer Hudson sang, and then like a couple other people were singing, like someone I had never heard of. And I'm like, so what happened to the fireworks? And by this point, it's like 10. And I'm like, you know what? I'm an old man. I'm going to bed. I never saw them. I could hear them, but I didn't see them.
The good place to see the fireworks by me is like a 10-minute walk from my house. So originally I went out and walked about 10 minutes and saw part of it. It was probably 96 degrees outside and just so humid. And we're like, we're just sitting here and it is so uncomfortable. Let's just go home.
So one of those moments where you're sitting still and you're still just sweating?
Yes.
Oh, it's the worst.
Yes, it was so uncomfortable that we just said, fuck it, and just went home.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than sitting still and having your back just start sweating.
Oh, it was extremely uncomfortable. It was as if you were walking through a sauna, basically.
Yeah, oppressive.
Just that, oh, just feeling like something's constantly touching your face.
I get that feeling all the time. I don't even know what that means.
You just feel the, you know, you just feel like the you can feel the air against your face.
Okay.
Because it's just, it's so humid.
I didn't know if you meant like midgets were just pressing their ball bags on your face or something.
Why would midgets?
I don't know, because if you're already sitting down, they're the only ones that their ball bags would reach easy. I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know. I'm thinking, you know, you're sitting on the floor, midgets come by, they press their ball bags against your cheek. It's never happened to you?
Where the hell do you go? That's like a common occurrence.
Well, you know, you wanted to know why I never go to the fireworks anymore.
with the Quincy fireworks, they just have midgets go around.
It's terrible. They give out hoodsies, and then that happens. It's terrible.
They're not the old munchkins from Wizard of Oz, are they?
No. The Lollipop Guild?
Yeah.
I don't know. They do dress up, though.
Do they sing to you while they press them against your face?
No, they don't. That's the worst part about it. They don't say anything. They just, you're just sitting there, and then all of a sudden, ball bag in your face. It's totally unexpected.
What are they, ninjas or something?
They're quiet.
They drop down from trees.
They're like possums. They actually, you know how the possums hang with their tails? That's what they use their dick for. Just wraps around the tree. It's like one of those slap bracelets.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say it was like a face hugger. and they just jump out of the bushes.
This ball bag. Shove their dick down your throat. They're feeding you oxygen. Or something, I don't know. That's what happens. Next summer, you should come up for 4th of July.
Just make sure I bring a bottle of Purell.
Oh my god. Just sort of rubbing alcohol.
Yeah. Some sanitary wipes.
Yes. Sanitary napkins. All right. So,
So that's, that's But You're Wrong for tonight. Be sure to check out our Twitter at BYW Podcast and, the Facebook, which is facebook.com/ButYou'reWrong. Yes?
Yes, that is correct. Okay.
And, there are links to follow us on Twitter and whatnot, and all our links and
all that
fun things
garbage.
There. Yeah, I'll try to put up a video of the diving horse that we talked about.
And, I'll also throw in, Hip Hop Granny.
Yes, Hip Hop Granny will be huge. You'll put that on YouTube too, right?
Yes.
All right. This has been But You're Wrong. I'm Keith.
I'm Greg. And if we don't see you through the week, we will see you through the window.